Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. Tomorrow's news tonight, right here on this program. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live and in living color from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, my Moss Nissan Studio 2 to great radio stations all across America and in the Caribbean. Hello to everybody down there, as well as around the world via the internet and on the satellite streaming live online all across the world. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters. Let's not forget about our police, our hospital ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, all of them for keeping us free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch tonight, the truckers, warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, keeping America rolling along, thank you for what you do. And to those roughnecks up there in Wyoming, Montana, North, South Dakota, Colorado, and all the workers over there in Saudi Arabia with Aramco, thank you very much for tuning in. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. And don't forget, on Facebook, follow us over there. You can communicate with us in the chat room, too, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter, at Captain's America. All right, let's say the Pledge of Allegiance and get rolling from there. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Now, we say the words under God because our nation was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And we don't shortcut the Pledge of Allegiance to take those words out of there. We proudly mention them because, again, our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Don't let anybody tell you any differently. It's just not true. Well, it's a great day to be an American because the Senate voted down both articles of impeachment as Mitt Romney became the first member of the president's party to vote against him in an impeachment trial of any kind. Of all the different trials that they've had in the past, three of them, he was the first one to go against his party that was in power, the president that was there. So way to go, Mitt. But we also understand there may be a reason for it because his top advisor, Joseph Coffer Black, had worked for Burisma along with Hunter Biden. When Hunter Biden was on the board, he had worked there. Now, don't forget that if you're the Democrats and you like to do, and by the way, there's a lot of dirty politics that goes on, folks, a lot of dirty politics. It's not all kumbaya and this, that, and the other in Washington, D.C. The people find out about things about other people. They use it against them. They threaten to expose them, whatever, and boom, then they got you. And that's what happens. So just remember that. Now, the other thing is, before I go over to the telephone, we also know that Nancy Pelosi violated federal law by tearing up that speech. Now, will the House do anything about it? Will the Congress do anything about it? Maybe, because Matt Gaetz is filing ethics charges against her for that very thing, which is a violation of federal law. All right, let's go to the telephone lines. I think I know who this is. Is this Nelson up in Jasper?
Yes, it is. It's Nelson. Yes, indeed. I guess we're going to get a big storm coming through here tomorrow.
Well, it's already not very far away from us, so you may see some of it tonight, but go ahead.
There you go. Well, anyway, I wanted to commend the president for singling out the talk master of the United States.
Rush Limbaugh.
Rush Limbaugh. And, you know, some of us remember and many of us forget or never know who some of the people are who are our forefathers in that regard. And I don't know, do you recognize the name Dean as in Dean of the Law School for Notre Dame? Dean Clarence Mannion?
No.
Oh, he used to be the talk master back in the 50s and in the 40s. He had his own radio program, and it was sponsored all over the country. And, you know, I haven't heard his name in 20 years.
Well, I remember Paul Harvey. That's when I grew up. It was all about Paul Harvey.
Okay.
On the radio.
I remember him, too. I actually
And Don McLean was the other one with the Breakfast Club.
There you go. Okay, yeah.
Yep.
I actually met Dean Clarence Mannion in Boston back in the late 1960s or the early 1970s. A robust man, a well-educated, I mean, you got to be the dean of the law school
sure.
for Notre Dame. And you wonder how far perhaps Notre Dame has fallen. I don't know, or at least the community that which the school is not responsible for. But I just wanted to say to all those who remember Dean Clarence Mannion, give him a thought, even as you think of Rush Limbaugh.
Okay. Well, we'll do that. By the way, what do you think about Nancy violating federal law when she tore that speech up?
Well, you know, what can I say? I mean, it's a clown.
You think she knew that? You think she knew that?
Not for the second. I just think her emotions took over as in, like, desperation, that sort of thing.
Well, they're supposed to sign that speech. They're supposed to sign it, turn it into the clerk of the Congress so that they can record it, you know, that it was officially received
yeah,
and all that. The president, Kevin McCarthy, went over yesterday to get the president to sign his copy, and then he took it back and did what he did. By the way, here comes the music, so keep listening. It's going to be an interesting night.
Fine. Okay.
All right. That's Nelson up in Jasper. We appreciate him. I forgot to ask him if he had his coffee already from the Flying J. I mean, I'm assuming he did. All right, Kathy, give everybody the phone number. Here we go.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going to stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and thank you very much for tuning into the Captain's America Third Watch, this portion of the show brought to you by my friends Pete and Seth Talbot, the owners, father and son owners of Relief Factor, which is a all-natural product which helps you if you're suffering from severe or nagging pain and you want to try something other than having to take the heavy-duty narcotics. It's an all-natural remedy, and very simply put, it works for me, and hopefully it will work for you too. Now, let's go to the relieffactor.com/captain website, relieffactor.com/captain website, and check out the Relief Factor 3-week quick start for $19.95. You'll be on it. Take it. It should work for you, and then boom, away you go with not having any more pain in your life. relieffactor.com/captain. Now, coming up today, I'll be down at Mixon's Roadside Cafe at Mixon Fruit Farms. So let's have lunch with the captain day. We already have pretty much a full table going to be there, from what I understand. That's good. But you're invited to come, too, if you want to come. There's other seats around there. But we have a table, I guess, with about 8 or 10 seats around it. And it'll be pretty much full today. So that's good. Glad to hear that. Now, also, Saturday, I will be in the Tampa Bay area. I'll be over at the Two Guys Gun and Knife Show over at the Min Reg Hall, which is located at 6340 126th Avenue. I'll be there Saturday from 9 to 3. The show runs 9 to 5 both days, Saturday and Sunday over there. And you can find a lot of different things there. It's not just about guns, but if you're into antiques, they've got antique guns from the Revolutionary War, the Civil War, World War I, World War II, Korea, and Vietnam. You'll also be able to get all kinds of accessories relating to shooting. And a lot of times they have things there relating to the outdoors too. Not to forget about the not to forget about the camping and things like that. And I've even seen some fishing stuff there, too. So it just all depends on what it is that you want or that you want to see. But there's something there literally for everybody, something for everybody. So stop by Saturday, 9 to 3, say hello. I'll be there. It'll be very easy to spot, by the way, 9 to 3, and the event goes Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 9 to 5. I may be there Sunday, too. I haven't made up my mind yet. All right, let's go back to a little audio here. This is Mike Pence, and this is what he had to say about Nancy Pelosi tearing up that speech.
The Speaker of the House ripping up the speech that was handed to her by the president, and it is an official document that we found out. It wasn't just a script. It was the official document.
Resigned. Let's bring in Mike Pence, our vice president. You were there. You were standing right next to her behind the president.
Good morning.
Good morning. What was your reaction? Did you realize when she was ripping it up what she was doing?
I didn't see her do it. I found out just a few moments later, and I think it was a new low. I wasn't sure if she was ripping up the speech or ripping up the Constitution. I mean, it's clear the contrast here was a president who spent an hour and a half making the speech about America.
Right.
And Nancy Pelosi in the final moments tried to make it about her. And I think the American people see through it. I think they see through the pettiness. They see through the politics of all of it. And I think what they got last night was a speech that lifted up the country, that celebrated the incredible progress that we've made in our economy, rebuilding our military, strengthening our courts. But the stories that the president told were American stories.
Right.
And I just know it was a great, great blessing to people all across America. And it's one of the reasons why you see the momentum growing behind this president. And I just have a strong feeling that she's going to be the last Speaker of the House to sit in that chair for long.
Well, she's going to lose her seat. Now, we already knew that to begin with, based on the public opinion that we've been seeing and hearing about the people that have just had it with the Democrats and what they've been doing with this impeachment stuff, wasting millions and millions and millions of taxpayer dollars. Because that's what they're doing. They're wasting millions of taxpayer dollars. And we don't even know how much it is. This is going to approach upwards to $100 million by the time they get done, because they're still going to go back and they're going to do it all over again. Nadler said so. He's going to go back, convene his committee, and start calling more witnesses. But here's the deal about Nancy Pelosi. She violated federal law when she tore up that speech. That was a legal document. She violated 18 U.S.C. 2071, subparagraphs A and B. I'm going to read you subparagraph B. Whoever, having the custody of any such record, proceeding, map, book, document, paper, or other thing, willfully and unlawfully conceals, removes, mutilates, obliterates, falsifies, or destroys the same, shall be fined under this title, or imprisoned, not more than 3 years, or both, and shall forfeit his or her office, and will be disqualified from holding any other office under the United States. Now, let me just add a little more to it, because as used in this subsection, the term office does not include the office held by any person as a retired officer of the Armed Forces of the United States. Simply put, she violated the law and should be prosecuted and should resign, if nothing else, according to Jonathan Turley. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Wyoming William again. How you doing?
Well, hello there, Wyoming William. Is it snowing up there?
Not yet. It's coming in tonight, I guess. That's the rumor anyway.
Okay. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, I just wanted to reannounce the 2020 Independence Day Militia Against Tyranny rally. We need everybody to stand up for that if we could. 10 to 2 p.m. in your local jurisdictions. Just a peaceful protest to stand up against tyranny. And yeah, Nancy Pelosi, that was a pathetic display, if I just say so myself.
She violated the law, we found out. Yeah, we actually found out the law. Now we'll see. By the way, Matt Gaetz has launched an official ethics protest against her. We'll see how that plays out.
Thank God. I mean, it's got to hit. I mean, They've been so ridiculous. All they've done for the people is go after Trump.
Yeah.
And it's time for it to end, Captain. It really is.
It is. And Jerry Nadler, by the way, made sure that he said that they weren't done. They were still going to investigate, and they were calling more witnesses.
Oh, geez,
Jerry Nadler.
Yeah, they're so petty and pathetic. And everybody just gets, America's sick of it. And
they are
walking to the red, or at least to the independent. I mean,
yeah,
Trump's reelection is going to be a humongous landslide.
Yeah, you're right.
And I predict we're getting the House back. So.
I do too. I see it coming. Mm-hmm. Nancy Pelosi is going to not be the speaker again, be another abject failure because last time around, look at what we got. So there you go. All right.
Absolutely, sir. Well, God bless you, Captain. You keep doing your good work, man. I'll keep listening. Hey, and why don't you throw Texas, Pennsylvania, and Oklahoma and Louisiana in there, too, for all the oil fields.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I should do that. Okay, thanks a lot.
I appreciate you, sir.
All right, and that's our friend William up there listening to us on the rig up there in oil country in Wyoming. But he is right. I need to put the rest of them in there, too. I'm looking at my list right now. Of course, these are states. And by the way, Pennsylvania, western Pennsylvania, southeastern Ohio, where you're doing the fracking there, if Elizabeth Warren gets in and gets her way, if Bernie Sanders gets in and gets his way, there will be no more fracking. You won't have a job. They've already said that. You won't have a job. So think about that. And again, thousands of jobs in Pennsylvania and Ohio as a result of what they're doing there. Thousands of jobs. And big mistake when New York City said, no, you can't frack, or New York State said, no, you can't frack here. We can't let that happen. Something terrible is going to happen. By the way, I just noticed this. Hello to Catwoman and Road Dog. How are you guys doing tonight? They're coming out of Laredo. They're headed north to Lafayette, and they're ecstatic that President Trump was acquitted. Well, there was never any doubt with that one, guys. And they also are waiting for the Democrats' next ploy. Well, it's not going to be a good one. And like I said, we already told you what we're hearing from Jerry Nadler, so we'll see what happens. And hello to Grand Junction, Colorado tonight. Let's see here. Brett is the man's name. Brett, hello to Grand Junction, Colorado. And Brett, you're in the group, so welcome aboard the official Captain's America Third Watch. You're now part of the Captain's Army. So there you go. Feel free to go ahead and shoot a message off to us if you'd like, because you're in the group. All right. Let's take a break. Let's come on back. We'll take a look at the military and veterans news statement. By the way, Mitt Romney, well, we'll get into that with Denise Simon because we'll see what's happening there. But it's just unbelievable. But there's more to the story. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting tomorrow's news tonight all across the country and around the world.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The impeachment trial of President Trump is over. He was acquitted on both articles. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
He was acquitted without facts. He was acquitted without a fair trial. And it means that his acquittal is virtually valueless.
Democrats are expected to bring up the impeachment through the elections. but GOP leader Mitch McConnell's hoping to turn the attention to legislation.
We're looking at infrastructure, we're looking at our parks bill, we're looking at land and water conservation. There are, even in the midst of the election, some things that I think we can do together.
The president is expected to make a statement about the impeachment around noon on Thursday. 92% of the precincts have now reported on Monday's caucus vote in Iowa. Pete Buttigieg is still slightly leading Bernie Sanders. Elizabeth Warren and Joe Biden are trailing. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy. It is time for our first military and veterans news segment brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy. Find out more about them by going to their website, naa.edu. And we'll tell you more about them right after they tell you first. So here's some news from the National Aviation Academy.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now what you didn't hear there is that the National Aviation Academy has got two campuses to serve you. They have one in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside of Boston, Massachusetts. And then they have the other one in Clearwater, Florida, which is in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Now, you can go to either one of those campuses and check them out. And here's what I would suggest you do. First, check them out online. Go look at their website, naa.edu. See what they have to offer. And then give them a call. Give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And schedule a tour at one of their two facilities. Schedule a tour at one of their two facilities. Now, You want to start out as a certified aviation maintenance tech making, $60,000 a year for a 40-hour week with the opportunity to make a lot more? You can. All you got to do is make the first, or take the first step and make that call. 800-659-2080. 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Well, you heard the president in the State of the Union message praise the United States military and the buildup of our forces and revamping our troops and giving them the best equipment possible. And he vowed oversized troop cuts in his State of the Union address, too. You heard all that. Because while the president hailed the U.S. military as being unmatched anywhere in the world, he vowed to use that military to pursue terrorists worldwide in his annual State of the Union speech. He also vowed to end America's wars in the Middle East because of the strain they put on military families. And in the speech, which was delivered before his impeachment acquittal yesterday, it was a fiery speech, broadly embraced by Republicans who kept jumping up and down, showing their enthusiasm, as well they should have, because I think the country was enthused by what we saw, many of us. So I'm all for what I saw. Now, I got a little message here a little while ago, and I didn't look at it until right now because it just popped up in front of me. Tom Del Beccaro, who's a friend of mine, he's also a lawyer in California. He's also the former chairman of the California State Republican Party, said acquittal equals innocent. He also talked about when the president's acquitted from impeachment, that the charges that were there are removed and there are no charges. There is no impeachment. It's like it never happened. So he said, be careful when you hear the Democrats, which you will, talking about the fact that, well, we impeached Donald Trump. No, they did not. No, they did not. Legally and technically, they did not. He was found innocent. Acquittal equals innocent is what he's got here. Acquittal equals innocent. And that's true. That's true. Now, not to be outdone with all the different things that are going on out there, the Pentagon watchdog has raised some concerns over the Navy warship readiness. They apparently have found that, and the Navy agrees to this, that some of their warships just aren't ready to go. Now, the one big one that stands out like a sore thumb is the USS Gerald R. Ford. $13 billion with all kinds of cost overruns and still not officially ready to operate. Still doing sea trials and whatnot. Now, the one thing they did do with the Gerald R. Ford is they gave it a laser defense system, which can take missiles and rockets either out of the sky or fired at it. TOW missiles, they call it. They come along on the deck to try to take out ships. They can use a laser, and they're going to have that capability on board that carrier. First time it's been done on an aircraft carrier. So we'll see how all that works for everything. Now, I'm going to be talking about this with Denise Simon, because apparently the Defense Intelligence Agency, known as the DIA, said that ISIS took advantage of Turkey's October 2019 invasion of northern Syria and increased attacks by nearly 20%. On areas in Iraq and areas along the Syrian border further away from where Turkey came in and tried to knock them out of existence. Didn't happen. By the way, all roads now lead to the Defense National national defense strategy from here on out with Defense Secretary Mark Esper. He issued his talking points before the Pentagon budget rolled out as to what they're going to do there. We'll see how all that plays out. And a new nuclear warhead, which was requested, designed, and produced under the Trump administration, has now been deployed aboard a nuclear submarine. So one of our nuclear subs is roaming around out there with a brand new styled, first time in a long time, I might add, nuclear warhead. That's interesting. We'll see how that plays out. Also, nearly 60 members over in Iraq that suffered mild traumatic brain injury will be eligible for the Purple Heart following that January 8th Iran ballistic missile attack that struck two Iraqi bases and their housing coalition. Their housing, by the way, according to coalition, along with coalition troops. Now, remember I told you there was quite a bit of damage done there and it looked like they hit the barracks? Well, they did hit the barracks. And when you hit the barracks in a military outpost, you're not trying to miss the troops. You're trying to hit the troops. Now, I realize that the president defused that situation, but they weren't trying to miss anybody. They were trying to do damage and kill people. And they came close. By the way, the plan to move some of the Patriot batteries to Iraq is on hold amidst the Baghdad government turmoil. We can't quite do that. We were going to move some Patriot missile batteries from Kuwait into Iraq to help protect U.S. troops against another attack from Iran. But it's currently on hold because it requires approval from the Baghdad government, which is in turmoil right now and will not give them the approval. Now, again, the actual administration in Iraq is a Shia regime, which is aligned with Iran. And whatever Iran tells them to do, they do. Also, we're hearing that AFRICOM, the U.S. Africa Command, is conducting more missions against the al-Shabaab militants in Somalia in lieu of what's been going on there. That's interesting. We'll see what happens there as things progress. All right. Here comes the music. That means it's time for us to take a break. And when we come back from that break, we'll have our next Truckers Highway and Byway report, taking a look at the roads. Got a couple of snowstorms out there to talk about. Don't go anywhere. I'll be coming right back. Tomorrow's news tonight, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the captain himself, Matt Bruce.
All righty, it's time for the Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by your local Pilot Travel Center and your Flying J Truck Stop, too. Here we go. That's a little ZZ Top. Give me all your loving. We got a lot of stuff to talk about here, so I'm going to pod that down. But that, of course, is one of their all-time goodies from ZZ Top. And, boy, that car, every time I see that album cover with that car in there, I just want to Drive it. All right. And for everybody that's listening to us around the countryside, Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by your Pilot Travel Center, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. And, of course, your Flying J truck stops. And I'd be willing to bet you there's a bunch of guys camped out tonight, especially in the Rocky Mountains in the Flying J's and possibly even over on the East Coast because of what I'm about to tell you. Now, the winter storm that's been moving across the southern Rockies and then coming across the middle part of the U.S. is shifting north along the spine of the Appalachians today and then into the northeast Friday into Saturday while rapidly strengthening. Now, this storm is producing heavy snow and ice to the north and to the west of the storm track. And south of the storm track, we've got severe thunderstorms bringing the risk of damaging winds and isolated tornadoes in the southeast, while heavy rainfall poses a risk for flooding along the east coast. And we've got some flood watches and warnings. We've got tornado watches and warnings. We're going to get to all that. But also, not to be outdone, coming out of the Cascades yesterday and dropping out into the Rockies, was a bunch of snow. So if you're in Nevada, if you're in Utah, if you're in Colorado, hello Denver, if you're in Wyoming, if you're in Montana, if you're in Idaho, if you're in Washington State, you are getting snow. And there's another storm system right behind it, a couple of days or so behind it, coming in to the northwest. And here we go, just a thing going on there. All right, let's start with the snow. Starting in Missouri, if you're along I-44 coming up out of Oklahoma, you're going to St. Louis, you're going to be in snow all the way along I-44 tonight. Now, that snow goes up into central Missouri. It goes up into the northeastern part of Missouri, too. So you're going to find it coming across not only St. Louis, but over into Springfield, Illinois, across all of central Illinois, into Indiana, and most of Indiana. The northern two-thirds of the state is getting snow tonight. You're getting snow across I-94 in Michigan, southern Michigan. You're getting snow across I-80, I-90, and I-70 in Ohio tonight. You're also getting snow across Pennsylvania, I-90, I-80, I-70, I-76 through the mountains there, through the tunnel going into Harrisburg, coming into Harrisburg, that is, and all of New York State, with the exception of New York City, which is getting a mixed bag of precipitation right now, all of New York State is getting snow. Upstate, way upstate, the worst of the snow, winter storm warning is for Messina, Ogdensburg, up north of Plattsburgh and all the way to the Canadian border, across the northern part of Vermont, northern part of New Hampshire, across most of Maine tonight, winter storm warning, and snow everywhere else in New England tonight, to include most of Massachusetts, most of Rhode Island, Long Island. Looks like you may be getting some snow tonight there, too. But coming down Jersey way, about halfway through Jersey and all the way down to the Gulf, you've got rain. Now, let's start with the bad weather, the severe weather. You've got a tornado watch and warning line of storms right now up from about, western one-third of Mississippi straight across Alabama and goes right up into Georgia tonight. There's a line of thunderstorms there. Be advised of that. Flood watches, flood warnings all along the way. Eastern half of Tennessee, flood watches, flood warnings, heavy rain. Kentucky in the mountains, heavy rain. West Virginia, southern part of West Virginia, heavy rain. Virginia, western part, all the way over to Norfolk, heavy rain. Western half, 95 west in North Carolina and South Carolina, heavy rain. Georgia, Atlanta, you're getting it. Tifton, you're getting it. Augusta, you're getting it. Carrollton, you're getting it. You've got some wind, looks like right now, in the Valdosta area. And thanks to James, our expert paper relocator, for letting me know about that, too. He said the wind's blowing there. Until it rains, the wind's blowing. How's that? And also, looking at the northern part of Florida and the east coast of Florida, and the rest of Georgia, high winds in the mix. We're going to get wind gusts later on today and tonight and into tomorrow that could approach 40 to 45 miles an hour down here in Florida, on my side of Florida. So that's what's coming as this front moves across, and these will be gusts in and out of the storms and whatnot there, too. So keep that in mind. Now, taking a look at out in Colorado, you've got snow all around Denver right now, and you've got a winter storm warning in the higher elevations around Denver. You've got snow on the way into Nebraska, but there's no snow in Nebraska right at the moment. You've got snow in Wyoming, especially along I-80 from Laramie over to Cheyenne. You've got heavy snow in Montana. You've got snow in the northern part of Wyoming and the western part of Wyoming. Snow in the central part of Idaho tonight. Snow east of Seattle. Rain in the Seattle area. Also got snow from about Battle Mountain all the way over to Wendover and all the way through Utah, through Salt Lake to the Wyoming line. And some scattered weather down there in the mountains of Arizona, just to the north and the west of Tucson, with a freeze warning up down there for the Nogales area of Arizona. So a little chilly there. All right, well, let's go to the phone line at Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Did Nancy Pelosi break the law, Ms. Denise, when she tore up that legal document?
Yes, it appears so. It is 18 U.S. Code 2071B.
Yep.
And
there's an A to that, too, but that's a little more technical. Yep.
Well, I mean, there's a
right.
A and B are the paragraphs
yep.
under that. And to hear Steny Hoyer say it, no, she didn't. She was exercising First Amendment.
Well,
you can exercise First Amendment, yeah.
Yeah.
But it says, whoever willfully and unlawfully conceals, removes, mutilates,
yep.
obliterates, or destroys, or attempts to do so with the intent to do so, takes and carries away any recording, proceeding, map, paper, book, document, or other thing filed or deposited with any clerk, that's the key, or office of the Court of the United States in any public office, or with any judicial or public officer of the United States, shall be fined under this title and imprisoned not more than 3 years or both.
Yeah, and that is very important.
An interesting thing happened yesterday, late, and a lot of people don't know this. Kevin McCarthy went over to the White House, and he said, I want a copy of the speech. I need for you to sign it. Attach the presidential seal to it.
Yep.
Which Trump did. And then McCarthy carried it back over to the House and filed it with the clerk of the court.
That's right. Unlike Nancy Pelosi. Now, hold that thought. And, folks, the other thing is our Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz, District Number 1, filed an ethics charge, or is filing an ethics charge, against Speaker Nancy Pelosi today. All part of what's going on. This could get very interesting. Well, all right, I'll be right back. More Denise Simon, founderscode.com. So I write it to the top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.